Lesson 5. Isolated pronunciation changes in the Scottish dialect. Now, there's one vowel change which really doesn't relate closely either to resonance or lilt, which we should look at very briefly. This is the tendency for some of the ear sounds, such as in sit, and intention, and him, to change to an air sound, as in get and let. Now, although this one does not grow naturally out of the resonance, you definitely must do the Scottish resonance along with it in order to assimilate it into the dialect. Word list. Him. Listen. Lesson. Will. Miss. Jim. Gem. Sentences B. Listen. Will the bank charge him interest on his investment?
Listen. Will the bank charge him interest on his investment?
And C. Crystal is fragile, so lift it significantly slower.
Crystal is fragile, so lift it significantly slower.
This one doesn't have to be done too hard. In fact, it doesn't really have to be done. But since it doesn't get in the way, you might practice doing it and see what happens. The second isolated change is the famous Scottish glottal stop. Now, in my Cockney training tape, I suggested that the glottal stop for Cockney is not absolutely necessary for a sense of authenticity, and that the hard T can be substituted. I'm reluctant, however, to take the glottal stop out of the Scottish stage speech, because it generates so much of the sense of that dialect that we're used to hearing. So instead of moving away from it, I'll simply caution you to keep your consonants very clear in your stage Scottish, to put back a bit of the clarity that the glottal stop may tend to take away. The glottal stop is the sound of the closing of the vocal folds in place of the medial T, sound, where you stop the sound with the chords instead of making the T plosive with the tongue. Let's try a few. Word list A. Gentleman,
citizen,
got,
better,
glottal,
pity.
You'll find in Scottish the glottal stop even at the ends of words, as in got. Sentences B. The cat wants a bit of water.
Don't forget the resonance in all of these sentences.
See, a glottal stop happens in a lot of unlikely dialects. And D, it's a pity that a little water is not more greatly valued. Now, the next of the isolated pronunciation changes is the dropping of the G on the ing endings, as we frequently do in Irish and a lot of other dialects of English. But as with those other dialects, the dropping, instead of dropping, does not have to happen. An educated Scot is just as likely to say happening as happening. We'll practice a few of them, and you can do it or not do it, depending upon the specifics of the character you're playing. Word list A. Happening.
Walking.
Feeling.
Searching.
Sentences B. Mrs. Browning is always asking for something for nothing.
Mrs. Browning is always asking for something for nothing.
And finally, the loving cup needs cleaning and polishing.
The loving cup needs cleaning and polishing.
Now, there are many more isolated sound changes in Scottish pronunciation, most of which I don't even want you to cultivate for your stage speech, because they really wreak havoc with intelligibility for the American ear. Most of them, among them, are the ch sound for the k, as in lach, and the guttural sound for the ght, as in right, being pronounced richt,
and the general tendency to change some vowels crazily away from the correct pronunciation and to slip all over the consonant endings. Let's not do them. We'll not even talk about them, because later on we got to talk about intelligibility, and this is one of the things that's just going to detract enormously from intelligibility. So this is the end of the lesson on the isolated changes in pronunciation in the Scottish dialect.